This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, and we are excited to say good afternoon to Coach Ron Hunter. He is a friend of the show, and tonight they've got a game against Mercer, which we'll talk about. But, Coach, it's been a minute. How are you? How's the family? How are things going?
Man, things are going well. Getting ready for a game tonight at 7 o'clock and ready to get going.
We're going to be carrying, again, Georgia State football, basketball guys, and Coach Hunter, obviously friend of the show, a guy who's been to the tournament, and he's just a good guy, and he's not injured. He's totally ambulatory, Carl. There are no crutches or any kind of apparatus. And, hey, man, off to a 1-1 start. What does your team look to? Give us for the guys who haven't been following. What's the team look like this year?
Well, we've got everybody back from last year. We got a little injury bug right now. Our second-leading scorer hadn't played yet this far this year, and so we'll get him back hopefully the first week of December. But right now we're just, like everybody else, beginning of the season, played two really good games early, one at home, one on the road, and got another tough game with an in-state opponent in Mercer tonight. And so just ready to get going, and I like this team. Again, we've got a ton of experience, got a ton of expectations, and it's just time to get going. College basketball's here, and it's time to get going. Although I have to say, I'm a little sad. I got my feelings hurt about 30 seconds ago waiting for you guys, man. It's hard for me to get my feelings hurt, but I got my feelings hurt waiting on you guys.
Why is that, Coach? What happened?
All right, I was sitting here. I was pumped up, ready to go, and you guys were doing – somebody did a tape primo, and they were primo on what's going on in the state, blah, blah, blah. They talked about the Hawks, Georgia State, Tech, and they talked about Georgia. Man, I tell you, I was about 8 seconds from hanging up. I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and finish this call. Y'all talked about all these things, but here you got – Georgia State and Mercer, two in-state teams playing tonight, and I don't even know who did that. If you could have that guy just call me so I could let him know that we had a game tonight, downtown Atlanta, 7 o'clock, that there's more than Georgia and Georgia Tech in the state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta, just have that guy call me. I'll take him to lunch tomorrow. I'll buy him a drink. Just let me meet him and talk to him so I can tell him a little bit about him.
That man's name is Mike Conti, sir. We'll be happy to do that.
Yes.
Yes, Mike, please, let's go. Let's just go to lunch tomorrow, man. Lunch is on me, Mike. I'll take care of lunch, I promise.
See, there you go. Somebody tell Conti that.
Good point. It is Ron Hunter, and he is right, guys, about tonight with Mercer. But, Coach, let's talk a little bit, though, about, you know, everybody, I just think, and this is how I think, you tell me if I'm wrong, there's this thing now with where you are in this program, we're thinking NCAA tournament. Now, I know we're a long way from it, and you got a lot of work in front of you, but let's talk about expectations because, you know, you made the second NCAA tournament in the last 4 years last year. You returned four or five starters. That's what people are thinking.
Well, and we don't mind that. Part of what I came here to do is to change the culture. That's part of our culture. For us, it's about winning championships. It's about playing an NCAA tournament. When you're in mid-major, that's what it's really about. And really, even when you're in a Power 5, it's about winning the national championship. And so anything less than that doesn't make any sense. So we'll take that. You know, again, I talk to our guys all the time. When you want to have that swagger, you got to back it up. And so one of the things that we do is we win games, and we practice hard, and we play hard. And again, it's not about bragging, but it's about, you know, talking about respecting about what you've been able to get done and what we're accomplishing. And our program, one of the things we talk about is that we want a culture where every year we're competing for a championship. So again, we're okay with that, and I talk to my guys about that all the time. But as we are a long way from that, we got a lot of work to do before that. And so we got another state team that we're going to play, Mercer, really good basketball team, well coached. But we talk about we're the best team in the state, then we've got to beat teams in our state. We don't usually get a chance to play a lot of teams in our state, so this is a great opportunity for us to be able to do that.
Georgia State in action, man, with DeMarcus Simons taking on Mercer. And by the way, Squidbilly.
He can play, by the way.
He gave me, no kidding. He gave me the stats. Pretty interesting stuff. You realize, Carl, because, and we've seen this with the turnover of the other coaching positions, Georgia State's got 111 wins since the 2013-14 season. Mercer's got 100. Technically, the Panthers and the Bears are the most winning basketball programs in the state of Georgia right now.
And that's what Coach Hunter was talking about.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. I got blocked out. You said it again. I didn't hear you.
You, sir, are the most – well, again, hey, look. Hey, Ron, you want to keep it 100? We lobbied for you for the Georgia gig. We had Georgia State fans going, shut up, shut up, shut up. They don't want to lose you. So you're back.
No,
you got a great team, and you're going to action tonight.
I know, man. I tell you, you know what? One of the things, if you can't have fun with this, at the end of the day, this is a game. We enjoy this, but I can't wait to coach tonight. I have so much fun in the games, and that's what this is about. We enjoy this. There are a lot of great programs in the state, and I love to get people going because I want people in the city of Atlanta to talk about college basketball. I think college basketball is a great deal. I think it's big around the country, and I want it big here in our city. And so you can't talk big unless you win big. And so one of the things we back it up, as I said, we do it with wins. And so we hope that we get an opportunity next week to play Georgia. We're both in the Cayman Islands in a tournament.
Mm.
And
Hold on, coach.
Wait, how do we miss that? How are we not in on
Georgia,
this?
Hold on.
Georgia State and Georgia are in the Cayman Islands next week.
Let me tell you something. I heard that.
I want to fly both you guys to the Cayman Islands. If that game happens, I want you guys in the Cayman Islands next week when Georgia and Georgia State get a chance to play. Oh, man, I tell you what, I won't have to coach that game. All I'm going to do is set my guys, this is what you wanted. Let's go at it.
You know what? First of all, I need you to say that again for our program director and our general manager. Please, one more time.
Oh, you're talking about the flight part.
Hell yeah! Yes! We want to be in the Caymans with
you. I don't know,
you.
Coach. I don't think you want me around the team. I'm walking impermissible benefits.
Hey, remember, you know, a couple years ago, I said, we'll play anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
The Cayman Islands isn't a bad place to go play somebody now.
No, man.
Come on down. What's a radio show from the Cayman?
Giddy up.
Now, see, why does it take a brilliant guy like Ron Hunter to express the thoughts of this program?
I'm with you.
I don't understand
it. Delta's got direct flights, too.
It is Ron Hunter, guys. He is the head basketball coach at Georgia State. Again, tonight you're thinking, all right, what's going on? It's going on right here in town, and Mercer's in town. Coach, let me ask you about just a couple other things as we talk some college hoops with you. You know, as we talk about this scandal, and I don't want to specifically, you know, name names, but with what college basketball was dealing with the shoe companies, have we put that behind us, or is that something that you think college basketball is going to have to deal with and there's more info coming out?
I'll be honest with you. It's a black eye for college basketball, and this isn't something that's going to go away today or tomorrow, especially as long as, you know, there's another trial in April. And so as long as this kind of sticks around, and the unfortunate part, the NCAA hadn't even done its investigation yet. So I think this is about still another 3 years away from just going away. And so because the NCAA will take about a year to each program to investigate. So it is a stain and it's a black eye. But I'll be honest with you, I think this is something that in our business and our profession we needed. We needed to get some of this out of our business. We all know I've been in this business for a long time, and everybody knows this has been going on. And so we needed this. We needed to clean this stuff up. And so it's not cleaned up completely, but we're headed in the right direction with it.
It is Coach Ron Hunter. And again, for the guys who don't know, he has been the head of the Coaches Association. We see him obviously at the Final Fours when he's not in the tournament. Mm-hmm. So Ron is a guy whose word carries a lot of weight with coaches. It just seems like, and we've talked about this before, big picture, every time you start talking about a form of compensation for the players through TV revenue or something, people throw their hands up like it's an impossibility. I think if you had enough people behind it, you could make this thing work and it would make sense.
Yeah, you know, we're getting to that. I think we're getting close with a lot of things that not so much where we're paying athletes, but again, when you start talking about the stipends that some of these kids are already receiving, when you talk about the pay they're receiving, now some of the things with their likenesses that they're able to kind of cash in on. And so I think that you're starting to see a little bit more of the NCAA is being a lot more lenient about what some of these kids can do. You know, when RJ was here and they were selling that 22 jersey, you know, again, he wasn't able to get a penny off of that, but I do think we're in the works of a lot of those things coming. But, you know, where a shoe company is offering a kid $200,000, $300,000, let some shoe company offer, say, Ron Henson, I'll give you a kid for $200,000. If you're going to be, I'm taking that $200,000, I'm putting it in my bank account, that's going to be for me. I ain't going to, why am I going to pay a kid that kind of money? I have a hard time with that. And you guys are going to get me riled up about, you know, some of the things that's going on in our business. But, again, I think the kids should be compensated, but I think that there's a lot of things that we can do inside of that. Again, I played. I had a child that played, and so I'm in favor of whatever we can do for our student-athletes. But where we've gotten with the shoe companies and some of the things that have happened has been absolutely ridiculous.
Coach, it's always good to talk with you guys. We can look forward to this throughout the season. We'll keep you updated on what's going on with Georgia State hoops, but also as we have a broader conversation with Coach Hunter, as he's been doing this a very long time. Go down there tonight, man. Support Coach Hunter in the program, fellas.
Yeah, GSU Sports Arena tonight, guys, 7 o'clock. You can hear it on our sister station as they take on the Mercer Bears on WAOK. That's AM 1380.
All right, Coach, take care. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, guys. Tell Mike I got lunch for him tomorrow, and I'll see you guys in the Cayman Islands.
My man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.